right. So anyway, on this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, we're going to find out that Windows does indeed suck.
Makes a good vacuum. What is a global event?
Probably somewhere on the globe. We're also going to talk about movies and get people to call in and see whatever the hell else will happen.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 175, Thursday the 24th of May, 2018. This is a show where two lifelong friends celebrate all things geek. Shout out to David, it's his 13th birthday today.
Happy birthday, David.
Right, because he doesn't listen to our show. But whatever. So we're just going to get straight into it, all right? Windows sucks. They pushed out this April update. I don't know how I got it, but I finally got it towards the end of May. Screw you, hippies, because you fucked all my audio up. All of it.
Yeah. That's causing us to start about 30 minutes late, but that's only about 15 minutes later than normal.
Right, exactly. So we're still good to go. Hey, man, how was your week, dude?
Thankfully, it was cut short because it's a 4-day weekend this weekend. I've got Friday off as well as Memorial Day. So it's kind of nice. I don't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's yes. I started this week out pulling like a 10-hour shift on a couple days with no lunch, that kind of stuff. And today I basically sat around bored as hell because I'd already done all the shit I needed to do this week and there was nothing left to do.
Well, see, my work is a little stupid. They backload the schedule. So meaning that like on Fridays or the last day of a week going into a 4-day weekend, they want things to go until like 6:30 p.m. when typically we close the building at 5.
Now, so. Luckily, I kind of work for myself, but that also means I had to deal with my own problems this week. So that was kind of shitty. But it's whatever. It worked, and I got work done, and the paycheck's coming eventually, so I guess I'll just be happy with that. I'm glad this week is over. I'm super, super glad this week is over. I was really happy this Ritual Misery night until it was Ritual Misery time. And, like, what the hell?
As are most of our audience.
yeah, it's very true. Hey, this weekend I was planning on spending some time playing Division because of the global event that I need. Which is like they change the whole game and they make it better for certain toolkits, you know, whatever that you're going to get in game to happen. And they, like, your bullets have different effects and all this other kind of weird shit is going on this weekend. But I think I'm just going to sit around and try to fix Windows.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Man, did you get a chance to see any movies?
I did
lately?
Not, dude. I'm so like all weekend. I was sitting there thinking I should go see a movie. Just get out of here and go see a movie. And I didn't. But you did.
Yeah, dude. I saw Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And man, that movie's a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
It's a blast. I'm not going to spoil anything. I still hold the first one closer to my heart. Like it's. To me, it does not topple the first one, but it's still really, really good. If you like the first one, you absolutely have to go see the second one.
Nice. Is it going to be good for people like me that watch Deadpool because Ryan Reynolds and sarcastic cartoon or sarcastic comic character what is it called when they know that they're a comic character? What is that called? I can't remember.
Oh, self-aware, breaking the fourth.
There you go.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah,
it's very much all those things.
Okay.
It's everything you liked about Deadpool, it's in this as well.
There we go. That's awesome. Even ball sack jokes?
I'm not going to spoil anything. but spoiler, yes.
Hey, there's another movie coming out this weekend, though. Solo, Star Wars. Or is it Solo, a Star Wars story? Or is it just Solo...
It is
not the cup. I mean, what's the tagline on this one?
Solo, fill up your cup.
Oh,
Solo, our cups are red.
Oh yeah. Well, wait.
Solo, because you can't get a date. I don't know.
So low because
you're not high.
Yeah, I was gonna say so low because you ran out of coke.
So low Star Wars story. It's actually out now, which still perplexes me that that a May 25th release date actually means sometime in the afternoon on the 24th.
Right.
I've already talked to somebody that's seen it. They gave it a thumbs up. Which I won't allow anyone to tell me anything beyond thumbs up or thumbs down until I actually see it myself. But I'm going to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank God I have the day off. I'm going to go tomorrow. And I can't wait, dude. As excited as I was about Deadpool 2, I'm way more excited about this. Of course, it's Star Wars. I'm prepared for haters. Haters are going to hate because it doesn't matter how good this movie is. People are going to bitch about it.
All right. So I'm going to keep to the Star Wars theme, kind of.
Okay.
Who plays Lando Calrissian in the Solo movie?
Donald Glover.
Okay. Yeah. And who does Donald Glover play when he's rapping?
He plays, of course you would ask me that, Gambino. Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
And Childish, I had a scene moment for there, yeah. Just for a second.
Childish Gambino has a new song out. I guess it's not really new. It's a couple weeks old, but we're lame middle-aged white guys, and it takes us a while to catch on to the cool shit. So have you seen the This Is America video?
I have.
And I've seen it. Did you see it before you heard about it, or did you hear about it and then see it?
What?
I'll give you context. I heard about the video and somebody's like, yeah, it's like this big statement and you're kind of distracted by the dancing and stuff and there's all this random shit going on in the background. And then I went and watched it like five times. And so did you watch it before you had heard about the
I synopsis? See. Okay. So I understand the framing of the question. I knew of its existence. It was on all of my feeds saying, hey, new Childish Gambino video. And I was like, oh, awesome. I'll get to that later. And then I heard someone talk about it. And I did, in fact, hear all of those things before I watched it for myself. So, yes, I'm in the same boat as you.
So this is how far out of it I am. Yeah, don't catch me slipping up. Anyway, this is how far out of it I am. My introduction to Donald Glover, because I'm not, I don't watch Community. Is it Community or Parks and Rec? Oh, he's one of those.
Community was his old show. Atlanta, I think, is the current one.
Sure. I haven't watched it. My introduction to Donald Glover was when he did the Saturday Night Live skit about the Black Jedi Caucus or the Black whatever caucus for Star Wars. And it was just him and like two other people.
Wow.
So that was my introduction to him. And then like the next day I heard about this video from some of the guys at work and I was like, what? So I went and watched it.
Oh my God.
So that's where I'm coming from. And holy shit. Now it's, so I listened to a stand up act and I wasn't overly impressed. It was funny, but it wasn't like, it was like a, I would rate it a 60% Carlin.
Okay.
So, yeah, because
Carlin being like you're 100 on
right,
the,
exactly.
On the scale.
George Carlin is the 100. So, favorite comedian of all time. Like for example, Richard Pryor is like a 0.98 Carlin. That's where Richard Pryor is because he's that's my scale.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan is coming here soon, and he's probably at like a 0.3 Carlin, which probably I shouldn't say that live because I was trying to get a press pass to go anyway. this is the self-destructive nature of podcasting.
Okay. All right. Got it. Donald Glover, like, dude, you're late, like way late to the Donald Glover game. Like,
oh yeah.
Donald Glover is a treasure.
Oh yeah.
I love
clearly. I mean, he writes, produces, raps, stands up and, acts. Yeah. Rex, don't forget the acting. Anyway, that video blew my mind. My wife had not seen it until two nights ago when I showed her. And then she had to watch it like three times to catch the whole thing. A genuine work of art, dude. Fucking love it. I love that video. Oh, yeah. It immediately shot to like top 10 of all-time favorite videos.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's so good. And yes, there's very heavily a political message.
Yeah.
But even if you just if it's not speaking to you that way, it's just such an artistically beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful to look at the production quality of this thing and the choreography, not just like the dancers dancing, not just that choreography. No, yes, that choreography.
The whole stage presence, though. The whole
exactly.
Yeah, the whole production value.
Choreographing the foreground, the background, everything in between.
Yep.
Just to be in sync the way it was is just it's a feat.
Yeah, and here's what got me. Okay, so I watched it and I watched some reviews of it. I watched it, made my own opinion of it. Going into it knowing that there's more going on in the background. So I watched it just as a watcher the first time. The second time, ignore all the dancing and stuff like that and just kind of see what's going on in the background. And the third time, really try to get what the message is. Listen to the words. Listen to, even though there's not a lot of words, the words that are in there are very meaningful. And then after watching it like the fifth time, I fully understood that I will never fully understand this video.
Right. Oh, God. Yes. I had that epiphany probably about on my third watching of
it. Yeah. Like,
I think I know what this is about, but I will never really know.
I can watch the Hamilton musical 53 times. I'm not going to know what it was like to live in the revolutionary period.
Right.
And it was that same, like, I'm living this right now, watching it from someone else's point of view, and I'm never going to fully understand everything in this video because it's not the life I've lived. And that was a huge point to me.
Yeah. I highly recommend, if you've not seen this video, take the 4 minutes, look it up on YouTube. It's probably still in the top trending videos. I mean, I know it's been there for quite a while. It's probably still there. But yeah, dude, I am so looking forward to seeing Donald Glover play Lando Calrissian. That's probably the number one thing that I'm looking forward to in seeing Solo. But what I'm not looking forward to is all the money that Solo is going to give to the movie party.
Yeah, about that. We done good, man. We're like halfway through the draft right now. We're halfway through the summer series or whatever. And I mean, we're holding on to a very, very strong second place. And let's just get into the whole stats so we can make more comments about how this is just not our year. I don't think. Let me click on the thing.
Welcome to your BT Movie Draft Minute, presented by DiamondClub.tv for the week of May 21st, 2018. I'm your host, Big Voice Jay. Daddy needs to express some rage. Where'd I put those chimichangas? But first, the scoreboard. Team Devon Squad's in last place, waiting for their first film. Team Walking Drunk is in fifth place with $37.8 million. Team Movie Party's in fourth place, thanks to Book Club bringing their total to $107.9 million. Team Game Night's in third place, with Deadpool 2's nine-figure debut,
surprise,
bringing their total to $205.3 million. Team Ritual Misery's in second place with $342.9 million. And continuing their reign above all, it's Team Have a Drink with $677.5 million. That's your Movie Draft Minute. All totals are accurate as of 6 p.m. Central, Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018.
Thank you, Big Voice Jay, as always. Brilliant, beautiful, lovely man. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Dude, we're in second place still.
Yeah.
And we are roughly half. We have roughly half the money that first place does.
Right.
And I don't think we're catching up.
No. Unfortunately, it seems Avengers has some legs.
Oh, yeah. It's going to continue to have legs, too. Deadpool 2 came in this weekend and knocked Avengers off the number one spot.
Right.
But not by much. It still made a shitload of money this weekend. I'm more worried right now about hanging on to second place. Yeah. I think there's a couple contenders about to swing in. Game Night and Movie Party are making the loot.
Yeah, we're only $50 million ahead of Game Night. And Deadpool is going to get $50 million this weekend, the second weekend, because they just pulled in $150 million this opening weekend. It's going to get another $50 million, even with Solo coming out. We're not sitting very good right now for the whole thing.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm thinking we might get like fourth.
Yeah.
I think second is probably out of the question for us. Maybe. I don't know, dude. We'll see. I mean, we still got a couple of movies out there. We've got Hotel Transylvania 3.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Mission Impossible. Yeah. So I don't know.
If Mission Impossible can pull the 500 it's supposed to pull because it's Mission Impossible, we got a good chance.
Second. Maybe.
Well, see, because Have a Drink doesn't really have anything left. Like, Have a Drink had a drink.
True. But, dude, Infinity War is like, it's like the movie of the decade now.
It's going to drop right now because you've got Deadpool 2 out there, which is the same audience. So they're not going to go see that. If they're going to see if a comic book fan is going to watch Infinity War, they've already done it. Now it's Deadpool.
True. Okay. Yeah. I would say
that. And now you have the opposite end of the spectrum. You got the sci-fi people that are going to go see Solo. So I think Infinity War is finally done. I think the legs are pretty much gone. It's run.
It's not going to make another $500 million, but I see it making another 100 or so million. Like, I would say fairly easily.
I would say $100 million. Another $100 million would be stretching it.
Yeah.
50, sure, but another 100, I don't see that.
We'll see. I don't know, but either way, that movie's super strong.
Yeah, but then we got Solo, and that's gonna clear us off because Movie Party's already got $100 million lead on it, so they're gonna come in, they're gonna hit that pretty hard, and that's gonna bump us out.
Yeah.
If I say next week we will be in fourth place. I say next week. Yeah, next week we will be in fourth place because game night's gonna. All they have to do is get another a third of the opening weekend for Deadpool, and they bump us. And then Solo, if it pulls any kind of decent crowd at all, any kind of good response to it, they're gonna bump us too. Because 250 for a Star Wars movie isn't much for a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
So I say I'm gonna say next week we'll be in fourth. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Right. Yeah.
Luckily we got like five more movies left. So
if you feel sorry for us and want to cheer us up, head over to patreon.com/ritual misery. Show us that you give a fuck, give us a buck. We would absolutely appreciate it. You could also go to Twitter. No. You can go to twitch.tv/ritual misery. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, just hop on there and give us your free subscription money for Twitch Prime. That would be very, very much appreciated.
Yep, definitely. Real quick, I do want to say that we have a little thing going on right now.
A thing?
Uh-huh, a thing.
What thing?
It's a thing. It's called, you ready for it?
Okay.
Skype.
Skype? You mean that thing that we can accept callers?
Right.
I know. How about people call us on Skype and we will answer any question they have?
Any question.
Any question. Any question about the show, any question about quantum physics.
I was just going to say, what about astrophysics? Because I'm still watching Cosmos. Like, it's still playing on the laptop right there. Like,
yeah. We can answer questions about geopolitics.
Yeah.
We can, we know everything. We have all the answers.
Yeah.
We are ritual.misery on Skype.
Lines are open. Feel free to call in. Ask us any question you would like, anything that you would like, and we will give you an answer right now. Write me out.
Meanwhile, while we're waiting on our first caller,
God, I hope someone calls. If no one calls, dude, that's going to be such a disaster.
that's why I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next thing. No, so next week's going to be interesting. You will not be on Ritual Misery.
Right. I will not be here. Kent, are you doing a show next week?
I intend to do a show next week, but okay. here's the catch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So you will not be on Ritual Misery next week because you will be on vacation. You will not be on Ritual Misery the following week because you are on vacation.
Same vacation. Yeah.
Right. So the second week of your vacation, I am also on vacation.
Oh.
So there will not be a show 2 weeks from today.
Are you going to be where I'm at? Are you going to be vacationing at the same place that I'm vacationing?
No.
Oh.
Not in the same place, unless you're going to be in Wisconsin.
Ooh, no.
No. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I fly on Saturday morning a week and 2 days from now.
Yeah.
So if I do a normal show on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
get up Friday morning, go to work, get home from work, I've got like a couple hours window to publish a thing. So what I'm thinking about doing is doing a pre-recording. I've got a couple of possible guests. I might do an in-studio pre-recorded show and then air it on twitch.tv/ritualmisery during our normal time slot.
Hmm.
And I can participate in the chat and everything. But what that does is give me the opportunity to go ahead and do all of the post-production work, get everything uploaded, prepared for publishing. Hmm. So I can just hit the post button right there on Thursday night and not have to worry about it.
Speaking of posting, I still haven't posted last week's episode. And if you are heartbroken about that, you should have emailed this podcast at ritualmisery.com and complained, because I've just been too damn busy. So that's what happened there.
Right.
Okay. So definitely something next week from you, and maybe something the week after from you as well.
Possibly. Yeah. So
is maybe more or less committal than possibly. Like which one of those is higher on the commitment scale?
I think maybe is, well, I don't know. It could go either way. Maybe sounds more committal to me, but it could also be dismissive because my mom used to tell me maybe.
And it was always no.
It was all, yeah, it always meant no. Like mom, you know, Johnny's having a sleepover this weekend. Can I go? Maybe. That meant, ah, fuck, I can't go.
Yeah. Was it Jack Johnson? Why is it that maybe pretty much always means no? I think it's Jack Johnson. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. But here's the breakdown of the schedule for.
If you want to call in, all you have to do is do ritual.misery on Skype and find us. Send a little comment or a request. We will hit the accept button, and then you will be live on the air.
Yeah. So I have another announcement.
Uh oh.
This coming Monday. Memorial Day, Monday. The 28th of May.
May. No, that's...
I will be appearing on Chord Killers with Tom Merritt and Brian Brushwood.
What?
Yeah, so that's going to be Monday. And then Thursday, normal time, normal channel. What is it? Same bat time, same bat channel. For Ritual Misery, we'll be doing something.
Right.
Stand by for what that's going to be, but we definitely will have a show in some way, shape, or form. The following week looks like there's not going to be a show at all. Maybe, probably. don't count on a show in 2 weeks.
Probably is definitely higher than maybe or possibly.
Yeah. So the 7th of June, it's likely that we won't have a show. But the following week, the 14th of June.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Tom Merritt did everything in his power to get me on one of his shows. And as a show of gratitude, I extended him the invitation to come on to our show. That's a complete lie. That's not exactly how that went down. Like at all.
I was going to say, I remember being part of that email chain. Like maybe... Maybe I started it, but I don't. Hey, whatever, dude. You're the guest relations guy, so
Yeah, I'll just take credit. No, but thanks to Amos's diligence, we will be having Tom Merritt on the show on the 14th of June. So that's
here's a hint for you. Anybody out there that wants to book Tom Merritt for their show or anything else, plan on doing it about 4 months ahead of time.
Yeah, I would say minimum, like four to 6 months.
Yeah. Like, you're like, you know what? In about 3 years, we're going to hit our 100th episode. We should probably go ahead and schedule him in now.
Oh, yeah. Like, so we had Scott Johnson and Tom Merritt on episode 100 of this show. And not only was it two big name guests for us, but like either one of them is difficult to book, like in any kind of timely.
Hold on, Kent. Caller, you're on. Turn down the radio. I think you're on the line.
Am I the 20th caller?
You are the 19th caller. Caller. Luckily, that is the caller that needed to be the call. Where are we in this story? I lost myself. Hey, Big Rose Jay, how you doing?
How about it? Am I coming through nice and clean? No dot, too hot?
You are no dot, no hot. Is that what I think that's the thing, right? That's what the kids are saying nowadays.
I don't know, but he's definitely hot. I was earlier praising how beautiful a man Big Voice Jay is.
Did we drop it? Oh, no. What do I do? We've gone to plaid.
So do you have a question for Ritual Misery?
He may not be hearing us because the aforementioned audio problems.
I can hear you. Oh, okay. But I thought there was some sort of delay of some sort.
Just your normal Skype, so we're good.
Yeah, I just I just upgraded to Windows 10, but never turned on Skype until now. Wow. Okay. So that's what they're doing with this.
Yeah. All right. So on the line right now is Big Voice Jay, the voice behind the Diamond Club B Team Movie Draft Minute and so many other awesome things that we have used here on Ritual Misery. And the voice of last year's Streamathon, actually. He had all kinds of little cuts in there. Plus, he came on and just read stuff for people when they donated, which was hilarious.
Oh, and I also want to point out, since we're singing the praises of Jay. He also does the
would you
movie
like
party
quantum
pre-show.
Physics or hot dog recipes?
Hot dog recipes.
Okay. I just found out about something called a spiral dog. Who do I need to punch to keeping this information from me?
So the spiral dog was actually a concoction back in the late 80s. McDonald's actually headed this up, and the problem with the spiral dog was that it took too much time to do the actual spiral for fast food service. So they kept it an industry secret for like 20, 30 years now, and it's just leaking out because of people that are like slowly leaking out McDonald's secrets.
Yeah, well, it took that long for the technology to develop to make it.
It's always a cabal somewhere. Just like the people that make the hot dogs that sell them in packs of 10 and the bun people sell them in packs of 8. It's a conspiracy. We've just cracked the code here, boys.
Exactly. Here, I'm going to change this right here. You probably might hear yourself now, but maybe now you'll be able to hear Kent.
Can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you.
There we go. Okay.
So, beautiful. Okay.
So much. Yeah. You were just blown out. I think he was just like keeping you from being heard or something.
I think, he was, the man is always keeping me down. So
that's what happens when you control the levers of power when it comes to podcasting.
Now, apparently Windows controls the levers of power because holy shit.
Indeed.
Yeah, man.
Now, Big Voice Jay, now we have a question for you since you were brave enough to call in and ask us your question. Why are squirrels' nuts purple?
Well, if you could access them all day, what color would you be?
Valid point. I stand smarter than I began. That's where I'm at right now.
Very good.
Kent, did you have a question for Big Voice Jay?
No, I was just earlier. I was when I was being held down by the man, apparently, and my voice was not being heard. I was just expounding on the fact that the technology for the spiral hot dog was not readily available. They had to wait for a cheaper, faster version of the spiraling machine to come out before it could be made public.
Okay, so I just tried this a couple days ago, and just on an indoor grill, and I'm like, wow. The thing just splits open, and there's meat all over the place. It's all nice and warm and ready to accept your sauce. It's, oh, man, fantastic.
So my question to that then is, did you make it into a sandwich?
How dare you?
If you put a hot dog, so this is cereal, a soup, or a casserole, right? If you put a hot dog in a bun, is it then a sandwich, technically?
Get behind me, Yanni.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this has been...
I managed to not get into any of that, by the way. Thankfully, no one whom I work with really cares about that because they're all older than I am, but I'm saying it.
Yeah, well, so you're talking about Yanni, what would you call him?
The king of the pan flute.
yes, that is one of his titles.
The king of the pants flute.
That, apparently.
So, living in Oxford, my little black and white TV, I just had antenna, so I only got like 2 channels, and I didn't get to choose which channels they were on the particular day. I would just turn the TV on in the background while I was doing homework or whatever else, and I remember we had like some music channel that would play, and it wasn't like MTV, it was like CBS4 or something like that. It was something really stupid.
The Box! Oh, man, yes. I remember that.
And they played Yanni, like, all the time. All 3 of his songs, like, all the time. And it was so irritating. So that's when I became a fan of the music for Final Fantasy III, because I would just turn that on and let that play in the background instead.
Can I tell you, that's the one thing that that no one ever corrected me on as a kid. Whenever you'd hear that an artist was coming to town, and, you know, your friends expressed interest in it, and I'm like, well, why would I go to that? They only have one song because, you know, they only play one song on the radio. And it's like, who's going to do that for 2 hours?
Man, you can't beat those guitar solos, though. Like, you know, two-hour-long guitar solo.
that's like a Kirk Hammett guitar solo.
Oh, Jesus.
You get the right amount of barbecue in here. You can do some barbecue. You can do some guitar solos. Back to the pants flute.
I just watched a video not too long ago about someone who was playing a rock band. I don't know if it was Rock Band or Guitar Hero, one or the other. They were playing the Dragon Force song, and they're doing it on expert mode, and they were barely missing a note, and they got, you know, all 5 stars and everything else. It's like, if you can play that song on expert mode and barely miss a note, you just need to play real guitar.
Right, yeah. What are you doing with your life?
I would agree. Yeah. I just, the last video I saw without stepping off into the YouTube hole, was something called Scoring Family Guy, where it takes a look at, what's his name? I forget his name. The guy that's been scoring all the episodes of Family Guy, and the still amount of work that happens to make that happen. It's really, really good. From Sound on Sound, I think it's on their channel. If you want to get really technical into music production, which, thanks to the Movie Draft Minute, I've been kind of delving off into.
You know, I'm not really surprised at the amount of effort and everything that goes into scoring Family Guy, because Seth MacFarlane is a bit of an audiophile. He is like more into music than most people realize. Like, all of the songs that they sing, like, it's his idea to do it. You know, he voices like at least half the cast, and he sings very well in these characters' voices. He sings as Stewie, he sings as Brian, he's, you know, all of the different things. And yeah, the dude, he loves sound. So I'm not surprised that show produces such a high quality score.
You know, he and his sister are both crooners, right?
Crooners? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And
one thing I learned is, you know, you see the intro roll out every week. That one is the same demo track that he has begged McFarlane to redo now that they're, you know, now they're established. The network is giving them money. It's like, can we redo this? And it's like, nah, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes you just, like, you don't change your underwear when you win a game. Like, you just want to keep it there just in case something changes.
That hasn't worked twice for the Predators, so we'll have to try something new.
Oh, man. All right. So Big Voice Jay, you are a neutral party on the movie draft. At least we think you are. We haven't sent you our check yet. Who do you have to win
Keep
the whole thing?
That down home. I thought I told you.
who do you have to win the whole thing now that we're about halfway through it?
Well, my goodness. I mean, if you look at the gulf between one and two, there's got to be something really, really good to cash that up.
Yeah. It's only $330 million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What big tentpole weekends? Is July 4th falling near or on a weekend? No, I don't think so, is it? No,
it's in the middle of the week this year.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the week. And, you know, barring this weekend and maybe Labor Day, I don't think there's anything coming out Labor Day.
No.
How many big summer weekends do you have left?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, solo the only like July 4th movie is Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that belongs to Walking Drunk. So I think that's going to be their tentpole weekend.
Mm. They have like, because they have Ant-Man and the Wasp and The First Purge both coming out that weekend, and they got Uncle Drew coming out the week prior. And that's their first movie. Like they're waiting until very late in the year to get those, and then they got Slender Man at the end of summer, which has potential to be one of those breakout hits.
You know, and I think Uncle Drew might have some legs. That might be a sleeper hit, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go see that with Isaac. He and I, you know, we watched the NBA Finals and all of that together. So he's huge into basketball, and he wants to go see it. And the more I see previews for that movie, I'm like, this is probably going to find an audience.
The less ridiculous it sounds, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I think it's going to find an audience.
You know what I just finished watching? I'm starting my weekend vacations. First time in a good long while I've had the entire weekend off. Mm. I don't know what to do with myself. But I just got finished watching Deadpool, the first one.
Have you heard of the trouser flute? The pants flute, because apparently that's something you can do on a 4-day weekend.
Is it now? let me load up YouTube here. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you can do that on a random Tuesday. I don't know what you're talking about.
It conflicts with his normal schedule.
Jay, was this the first time you've ever seen Deadpool?
It is the first time I've ever seen Deadpool.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. And what were your... Okay, but before you tell us your thoughts of the movie, what is your previous exposure to Deadpool? Are you a comic book reader? Maybe you've heard some reviews of the movie. Where are you at with your experience level?
I have not read the comic books. I've just been loosely aware of the Marvel Universe. And I like reading about all of the business ends of it, because I know this was part of their big 10-year push for all these movies to get done and all this and that to build a giant cinematic universe. So mm-hmm. I can see where they're trying to tie everything together. And I really appreciate everybody's attention spans being such that they can handle all of this material over so many years.
Right.
And what did you think of the movie?
Wow. I'm sorry that I waited this long to see it.
I'm almost kind of jealous of you because you just now saw it. So the whole rush is still there, because the first time I saw it.
Literally just minutes away from turning you guys on, I was watching Deadpool.
That explains your happy mood. You didn't have a chance for us to ruin it yet.
Yeah, that's amazing. So are you going to go see Deadpool 2?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you watch the first one. It's like, well, if I'm going to watch the second one, might as well watch the first one first.
Yeah, right. You know, it's like, you know, I've said I need to watch this movie, and then nothing. Flew right out of my mind. And then it's like, well, crap, the second one's coming out. Or crap, the second one's already come out. I need to see the first one. Yeah. Dang it.
I will mention that Deadpool 2 is purchased by Game Night and is, as of right now, the second worst buy of the draft. Now, it's only had one weekend out. It's going to grow some legs from there. But
right.
They paid 55 diamond bucks for it, and it brought in $157 million. So they got some interest to build on that one.
So do you think the solo crowd is going to be a Deadpool crowd? You think there's going to be some overlap there?
I think there will be, because the typical family probably only goes to the movies once a month at most. So I would say most crowds had to pick between Deadpool and Solo. So I think coming out one weekend apart is going to hurt both of those movies probably.
Mm. Well, we're also getting into festival season. Con season's already been kicking up. There's going to be more traveling. Mm-hmm. And gas prices being what they are, it's kind of taken away from whatever entertainment budget you have whilst on the road.
Thanks, so, Obama.
Right.
I don't care. It's not old. It's not old to me. I still like that joke. I still.
My favorite was when Obama said, thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's my thing. I can't say any opinions about the current administration due to legal obligations, although I can say that thanks, Obama is still my current favorite presidential comment / joke.
Oh, you can get that as a ringtone. Why not?
I need to get Michelle Obama saying thanks, Obama.
That would be
a ringtone. It's like a text tone.
Has she ever said thanks, Obama?
I don't know, but I bet she will.
After seeing that Netflix check, I'm pretty sure she will.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to go with that was if they get this this Netflix deal and they start producing and these movies or these whatever they're going to do.
Well, they've already inked the deal. Like, it's done.
That's going to be amazing.
They made the deal. So, what do you think they're going to do with this? Because it could be anything from documentaries to scripted series to them performing in a show versus writing a show or just executive producing. What do you think they're going to use their
platform? This is
going to
be a name only. You think they don't have 2,000 meetings already lined up?
I'm sure they do.
People are knocking down their door, Secret Service allowing to work with them. And you've already seen that they can attract the big name stars. Didn't get their person elected, but they can still attract them and they can still get people's attention.
I didn't realize that Barack Obama had done a David Letterman interview with Dave's new show.
It was the premiere episode of Dave's new show.
I haven't seen any of them yet because I'm lazy and I suck at life. So it's like number
Hello,
one on my
life
list.
Sucker.
Pant flutes. I need to catch up on that. I just need to catch up on every man. This vacation. Once this vacation's over with, I'm going to have so much time because soccer will be done. Oh, the Twins lost last weekend, so they didn't make it to state. That's actually
So their season was cut short.
Yeah. Or it wasn't extended, I guess, depending on what your perspective is. But so no soccer, no big vacation, and I'm just going to have free time. Like, I don't know what the hell to do with myself. I might actually be able to produce an episode of Let's Talk About Thrones and get that out because
look at you
really
being productive on your time off.
Yeah, I think CGP.
Don't tell nobody. They might ask you to do actual work around here. My goodness,
well, I've already got a honey-do list. That's a mile.
Yeah, you do.
I guess. Yeah, I haven't would be more accurate. All right. Oh man, hey Kent, you got any more questions for Big Voice Jay?
No, I don't have any questions, but I was trying to point out earlier that if you guys want to see more of Big Voice Jay every month for the movie party, not only does he participate in the movie party on Diamond Club, but he also does a pre-show that, Jay, what is your Twitch channel?
It is twitch.tv/BigVoiceJay, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I was supposed to look up something else. Yes, Poodle Puncher hasn't run me off yet and said, hey, you know, he's apparently fine with me doing that. So we'll get in there, talk a little bit, play some music, Twitch appropriate, of course, and spend some time together in the chat room at twitch.tv/BigVoiceJay. You can also follow at Fun Zone Radio because I'm being roped into guest hosting 3 hours in the a.m. Saturday mornings for the Dirty Boxers Saturday show. This is a normal British podcast. He does it in the afternoon, so it's morning for us Americans over here. So that's why we do it in the crack of dawn at 8 in the morning, because then it's 2 o'clock over there, British time, the only time zone that matters, according to him. We haven't locked down the schedule yet, so I will tweet it out when we do.
By the way, I happen to agree that British time is the only time that matters, because we should all just going on Universal time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, Jay. I'm very much looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, that sounds rad.
Sweet. Yeah, because I believe we were talking the other day about getting the streaming hours up. And I figured, you know, maybe 3 hours a week might do that, maybe. I don't know. We're talking Fitz level effort here, but, you know, it might be more.
Yeah, Fitz, by the way, he's been on the podcast. We're trying to get him back on, trying to get a schedule where we got something going on with him. But he's been really streaming a lot lately. Like, I'm constantly
Fitz is getting after it, man. Yeah, I like what he's doing.
He's doing pretty good with it.
Clean shaven beard, looking regal as all get out. Causing the women and a few choice men to stumble. We can't have that.
All right. What's your Twitter for all the people out of here before we let you go?
Twitter.com/FunZoneRadio.
There you go, people. Make sure you follow. And if you haven't seen his squirrel, make sure you go on the Twitter and ask him to show you his squirrel.
Got that squirrel. Ace.
All right. That was awesome. Hey, if anybody else wants to call in, we got time for one more person to call in and ask us a question before we get out of here tonight. Kent, other than Solo, what are you going to be doing this weekend, man? Like, it's a long weekend. Like, you got any plans?
I'm going to grill. That is just pretty much guaranteed.
Right. That's
possibly doing a pre-record of an RMP episode. We'll see how that goes.
We have the one, the only, the original, the inimitable. I love that word, inimitable. Jackie Hearn on the line. How are you tonight, Jackie?
Hey. Yeah, I was about to say, stop right there. The original, the only Jackie Hearn, because the last time I was on your show, within 2 hours, I had the person I referenced, her name is Jackie Hearn, try to friend me on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's the reach that the Ritual Misery podcast has.
Right, yeah, because that was
I don't know. I feel like she's following me, and I mentioned, hey, I'm going to be on Ritual Misery or something, and then, you know, like, I mean, I guess she wants to talk. I don't know if she wants to do a cease and desist order.
Right. I wonder how many John Smiths issue cease and desist orders to other John Smiths.
Right.
Well, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I said too much last time, so I won't get into that. But yes, I was born in 1999.
Okay.
definitely
same age as my son.
And
my parents decided to name me Jackie Hearn.
Yep.
No, let's just go with that.
This all sounds 100% accurate. This flows very nicely with the show. Jackie, did you by chance have a question for us? Any question?
We have tapped into the
celestial realm. We know everything, so feel free to ask any question.
Okay. So just one quick question. You want me to bounce?
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to bounce. Like you can hang out for a while, but we want to start off with a question at least, if you have one.
Okay, fine. What was your first PC or first computer?
Okay. Kent, you want to start off on this one?
So it was either a Packard Bell or a TRS-80, depending on what timeline in my existence that you would go on. Amos?
So back in third grade, I was part of a special crew of kids that were brought out of Southern California. And we took a trip up to the San Francisco Bay Area. And we were actually each given, as part of our efforts, because it was a big project. There's some blackout periods. I don't really remember what happened, but we were all given a personal version of an early form of Watson, and we took that back. I took that back down to Palmdale, and we plugged that in, and we got to play with Watson for a while. Played chess a few times, and it was great. But unfortunately, my stepdad spilled a margarita on my personal Watson and zapped it out, so I didn't even get to finish third grade with the mini Watson.
Right, and if I remember right, that was the setback that caused them to delay the wide release of Watson until the 21st century.
Right, because they were all actually interconnected with each other. So when mine went down for the margarita issue, it took down like the entire node system. Yeah,
right. Which they still to this day refer to as the margarita incident.
Totally.
That was part of the deal. Is actually there was some time travel involved with it, but I wasn't part of that crew. I was in the artificial intelligence crew. So,
do you want more questions?
Yeah. By all means, we have tapped into the celestial realm. We're pulling the answers straight out of the ether.
What was the first podcast that you listened to, and on what device was in your PC, or did you have an iPod? Go.
The first device that I was able to hear someone's voice through was actually a seashell, and I was hearing Abraham Lincoln's voice. He would tell me bedtime stories.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He would orate some of his more famous speeches, and even some of his speeches that he had written but not had a chance to publicly share. I was hearing them through this seashell device that I had.
That sounds way better than mine. The first time I ever listened to a podcast, it was actually a pre-recorded version. It was on a tape. I was listening to it on my Sony Walkman.
Yes.
And I want to say the year was 1985, I think, is the year.
That's fine. That's fine. If you want to call that a podcast, that's fine.
Yeah, but that was the title of it was the James Hetfield podcast.
Can you guys now give your honest answer?
Ah,
it was
okay.
The first podcast that you might have downloaded. I don't know, via iTunes or like not that, because I remember listening to Tokyo Calling, which was in 2004. And then, of course, Dignation.
Real answer. I think the first thing, I don't know that I was calling it a podcast then. I think it was just like what I would call internet radio, which is basically the same thing now. I was really into pro wrestling at the time, and I was listening to a show called Live Audio Wrestling, or The Law. And I would say that was probably my first podcast. And that was like, probably 2005, 6, something like that.
My first podcast was an actual podcast. It wasn't some random shit that somebody made up. like
okay. Yeah.
And
all right.
Fair enough.
I'm trying. Like, I don't know why it's not working right now. It was just working a little while ago while we were playing the jazz. The first podcast I ever listened to, the actual podcast, would be Buzz Out Loud. And it would be on this very first edition Silverback iPod Touch. So that would be this device, this actual device, which now it's not working again. What the fuck, man?
It's like, because it's a first gen iPod.
Seriously, I just wiggled it and it came on, and now it's not coming on again. This is first gen bullshit.
Just gotta wiggle it better. Just wiggle it.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's not telling your age at all.
Shake that Laffy Taffy. Shake that Laffy Taffy, yo. Laffy Taffy.
And then boots with the fur. Wait, no, that's shit. All right, Jackie, now our turn to ask you.
Because I have more for you.
Oh, well, by all means, okay. Then.
I think we have time for probably one more question. We're about to hit the hour mark of the show. So go ahead, Jackie. What do you have for us?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's fine. No, I was going to ask, this was a question that Brian Brushwood asked at some point recently, and I thought it was a good question. What was the last CD you purchased? Because his was Tenacious D, just so you know. Oh,
dear God. I think last CD I purchased was probably like 4 Metallica albums ago.
My last CD that I purchased was Death Magnetic by Metallica. Like, I know for certain. As soon as you said that, I know for certain that was the last one. And
yeah,
the CD before that was Reload. Oh, no. The CD before that was Saint Anger. And the CD before that was Load. And the CD before that was Reload. So the last 4 CDs I bought were day of release releases by Metallica.
I think Saint Anger was the last one that I bought. What about you, Jackie? What was your most recent CD?
Now it's working.
Mine was the last one I purchased, surprisingly, and that's why I prompted me to ask you guys, was actually Tenacious D. And because I like when Brian asked that question, I thought that was really funny. That like we fell into the same genre of like comedy or whatever, but yeah.
No, so. I always pirated Tenacious D. I didn't actually.
Oh, actually, I fell into that category.
Fair enough. They're fine with it. I pirated. Like I had to like buy a bunch of Mr. Show with Bob and David videos off of eBay, and I bought Heat Vision and Jack, which starred Jack Black, and it was like a Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson thing. I had to buy the fucking video off of eBay and get it like decades before you could get it off of the internet. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, right. Yeah. All right. So, fair enough. I will stop there. I would have asked you to discuss why do people leave their kids in cars?
Because they're idiots.
Because they're fucking idiots.
Okay. Yeah.
They're lazy pieces of shit. They shouldn't have had kids in the first place.
I always come prepared, so.
Yeah. Jackie, if people want to hear more about you to ask you questions.
You can find me right here, right now.
Righthererightnow.com? Is that what that is?
righthererightnow.com. Look for Jackie Hearn.
If you're listening to this in about a year, Jackie Hearn is still actually on the phone with us right now. Just go ahead and call.
Always and forever.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I've been doing the Twitch thing and I got affiliate recently. And so you can come in and if you want to subscribe, you can. You don't have to, but you get a nice little puppet icon emote that you can use that it reflects a nice effect. But yeah, just whatever, man. I'm here now.
There we go.
Excellent. Right. If you want to follow me, I am RM_Del Noche on Twitter. Pretty much everywhere else on the internet, I am either Del Noche or Del Noche 77. So just find me. What about you, Amos?
I am. You know what I've realized this last week, dude? And Jackie's saying, hey, come over to the channel and maybe subscribe if you want to. I have kind of let everything lapse. Like, I was involved in some Diamond Club stuff behind the scenes, the Ritual Misery stuff. Like, I've been so busy this last maybe month that I haven't done any of the normal stuff that I do in our community, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's not going to change until after probably middle of June is when I'll be able to start spinning back up in the community. So if you have something that I've missed and you think I should be made aware of it, at Ethan Kane on Twitter is simply the best way to get a hold of me for all things ever, because I'm that kind of person. Of course, you can find the show at Ritual Misery, and you can go to ritualmisery.com for all of your support desires, your contact information, and everything else that you want to know about the show, including like stuff that we probably should take down because it's old. But it's all there, ritualmisery.com. And if you want to email us, please email us. People, email us. We want to make fun of you on the show because of your poor grammar.
Or we will read your email of you making fun of us. Either way works for us.
And don't forget your 5-star shitty reviews on iTunes. Podcast@ritualmisery.com will get us that information, and we will we'll correspond from there. Hey man, it's about time for me to hit this button right here. Make sure this slider's up, which it is, and say thank you to Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use his music for this show. And you got nothing for it, huh? I'm giving you the floor way before the music spikes up, and you're just...
Yeah, I don't know what to even say, because, thank you for listening. For Amos, for me, for you, this has been your Ritual Misery.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
The beautiful part about that was that I didn't have to cut you off. You cut yourself off by not giving yourself enough time.
How that works. Amazing.